Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me as always is our lead analyst, Jane.
Great to be here, Paul. We've got a busy Monday ahead with some big news, especially from Anthropic and Google.
Absolutely, Jane. Kicking things off with our top story, Anthropic is making significant changes to its pricing for third-party Claude access, specifically blocking flat-rate subscriptions for agent platforms.
This is a big one, Paul. It seems Anthropic is trying to manage the intense demand from AI agents that were essentially overwhelming their flat-rate plans. They're moving to a usage-based or API key model for these platforms.
Right, and the timing is quite interesting, isn't it? With OpenAI actively trying to woo developers, this move by Anthropic, while framed as a sustainability effort, could definitely shake things up in the developer community.
It certainly could. They're offering credits and discounts as a sweetener, but it's a clear signal that the economics of AI agent usage are forcing some tough decisions on providers.
Moving on, Jane, we're seeing some fascinating developments in AI security. Simon Willison has launched an AI-developed tool called Scan for Secrets to prevent API key leaks in AI code.
This is a much-needed tool, Paul, as more developers work with LLMs locally and share transcripts. The risk of inadvertently exposing sensitive API keys is very real. Simon's tool seems to address that directly, even scanning for encoded secrets.
And speaking of local AI, Google's Gemma 4 E2B model is making waves. It now enables real-time, on-device, multimodal AI on consumer hardware. That's a huge leap for accessibility.
It truly is. Imagine running a fully capable voice and vision AI directly on your M3 Pro MacBook, or even your phone soon, without server costs. That's a game changer for applications like language learning, as the developer highlighted.
Indeed. Now, for a more concerning trend, we're seeing generative AI fueling global propaganda campaigns. An Iranian channel, Explosive News, is using AI-generated Lego-style videos for anti-Western propaganda, reaching millions. This is incredibly troubling, Paul. The ease with which these sophisticated, engaging propaganda videos can be created and disseminated, even with AI-generated rap soundtracks, poses a massive challenge for content moderation and truth discernment. Less than person to it really highlights the dual-use nature of this technology. On one hand, incredible innovation. On the other, new avenues for misinformation and influence operations. We'll be keeping a close eye on how platforms respond.
Absolutely. And another interesting Google development, they've also unveiled Gemma 4 LLM with a mixture of experts architecture. This allows for efficient local inference, even on less powerful hardware, which is great for developers.
That's right, Jane. The 26B parameter model only activates 4B parameters per forward pass, meaning it can run on hardware that wouldn't typically handle a dense 26B model. This, combined with the on-device multimodal capabilities, paints a picture of increasingly powerful local AI. Less than person one, it certainly does. This accessibility means more innovation from a broader range of developers, which can only be a good thing for the ecosystem, despite the propaganda concerns we just discussed. Precisely. Well, that's all the time we have for today's MergeSort AI Digest. Thank you, Jane, for your insights.
My pleasure, Paul.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.